Good evening. The 10 p.m. news with Rita Uosimbom. In our top stories, the second ordinary session of Parliament has ended at both the Senate and the National Assembly, with the major outcome being the adoption of a bill to extend the term of office of members of Parliament. The athletes to represent Cameroon at the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris and their coaches are expected to arrive in the French capital tomorrow to begin an acclimatization before the Olympics begin on July 26. Those were top stories, and now the news in full. Senate President Marcel Nyanjifenge has called on all Cameroonians of voting age to get enrolled on electoral register so as to actively participate in upcoming elections. He was speaking while officially sanctioning the June session of Parliament, which has seen the adoption of 11 bills at the level of the Senate. Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Doris Batet-Tazoekwe asked some senators what they are bringing back home, and this is what they had to say. Take a listen.
Senator Mbela Mokichas, today, as we come to a close, what comes to my mind is the intensity of the work we carried out here during this period under review, a period in which we had to bring forth the concerns of our constituents, especially in the area of degraded road network around the country, and of course, the takeoff of major projects that have been enlisted by government before until date. We have not been able to see all of that come to fruition. We were able to drill government ministers, especially that of public works. If you look at the road network in our country, it is becoming a nightmare to citizens of this country. We hope that in the days ahead, change in these situations have to be manifested.
Tofon Chaffa. A number of bills were adopted. The bill that actually marked me was the one on archives. We're in a country which is a young democracy. Our history is a very short one compared with the history of countries like America. When we don't properly take care of our archives, we leave nothing for posterity, because our children should have to know the trajectory we have taken to be where we are today, and that can only be done if they consult our archives.
I'm Senator Ote Andrew Mofa. It was a very intense and dense session, but what really attracted most of us attention was the ordinance of June 2024 that modified the budget of 2024, and it was modified due to increase in salaries of civil servants, and it was also motivated by the increase in revenue, and was also motivated by the head of state's desire to meet up with the expectations of our foreign donors.
Elsewhere, construction works on the Babaju-Bamenda Road have progressed significantly. Engineers with the Burns Company have disclosed that the setting up of drainage systems and the construction of metallic structures have been prioritized during this rainy season. In the meantime, the 17-kilometer stretch from Babaju to Matasm is almost complete, and attention has been redirected to the remaining sections from Matasm to Upstation Bamenda. Kilo Valerie Sala has this report on the Babaju-Bamenda Road.
This is like a construction beehive. From where I stand just after this port welcome to Bamenda, toward Bamenda Nkwe, I can spot dump trucks, excavators, bulldozers and other heavy equipment.
I am Mr. Glovis Ntiko. I'm a civil engineer working with the company Burns. We are more focused now on the drainage, putting in place of gutters, building box culverts, hoping that by the time the rains end, we must have advanced sufficiently with drainage and we can attack the road structure itself.
We've just transited to the section they call the Champion Up Station to Nkwen, passing through what is known as the New Road, constructed in 2010, but it already degenerated into potholes. And so, emphasis here is on the quality and durability of works.
If you move around town, you see areas where the carriageway has been completely taken away by rainwater and underground water. The objective is to take the water away from the road such that we have a road with a longer life expectancy.
Meanwhile, the 17-kilometer stretch from Babajo to Matazim is almost complete, but the risk here is that of potential accidents as private vehicles, passenger buses and trucks are speeding excessively into and out of the northwest. Killer Valerie Sala on the Babajo Bamenda Road for CRTV News.
And we stay in the northwest region, where reports from SANTA, a major agricultural production zone in the northwest, point to large-scale production and transportation of agricultural items to parts of the country and foreign markets, thanks to the tarring of sections of the Babajo-Bamenda Road. The movement of people and goods on the National Road No. 6 that links Bamenda to the rest of the country is now done within limited time compared to the previously long hours on what used to be a deplorable state of the strategic road. Sylvie Banta reports from Bamenda.
Commuters along the Babajo-Bamenda Road can now heave a sigh of relief as construction works progresses. The road, once plagued by potholes and long travel times, is improving, although some traffic jams remain where bridges are still under construction, as Tanu Norris explains.
I've been using the Bamenda Babajo Road. Before, we used to have a lot of potholes, but now it's much better. Even though there's still too many deviations, and sometimes when it rains, it's a big problem, but it's still better. I believe that when the work is finished completely, we'll be more comfortable than we are now.
Pen Oliver, a driver, praises the quality of materials and the thickness of the tar, expecting it to be durable.
It used to take 4 hours, 3 hours from Babajo to Bamenda, and now it's somehow better. You can use 1 hour, 30 minutes from Babajo to Bamenda now. But the quality of tar is very nice. As a driver, when you apply your tires on the tar, you will feel it.
The construction works have advanced up to SANTA, while the engineers are focused on building gutters on the stretch from Welcome to Bamenda to Ecole de Champion during this rainy season. Sylvie Bantar, CRTV News, Bamenda.
From the northwest region, we move to the west region, where the governor of that region, Awa Funke Augustin, today presided over the General Assembly of the Regional Administrators of the Fund for Health Promotion holding in Bafoussam. The consultation and consultation meeting is holding at a time when the west region is waging war against street drugs with all her energy. In this light, a huge consignment of illicit and expired drugs seized by the elements of the West Regional Legion of the National Gendarmerie last evening was presented to the regional administrators. Details with our West Regional correspondent, Isaac Ngonkum.
The Interregional Funds Meeting for Health Promotion, bringing together administrators from the 10 regions of Cameroon holding in Bafoussam, will avail participants the opportunity to share experiences and evaluate the implementation of the first phase of the universal health coverage in the country. Dr. Richard Mbarika Fondo is the administrator for the Northwest Regional Fund for Health Promotion.
We hold consultation meetings every 6 months in order to share experience with one another as administrators, and also to discuss with the central administration. And this meeting, the key discussion that we want to have is a discussion on how to improve on universal health coverage and health finance.
Under the guidance of the West Regional Governor, Awa Funke Augustin, the regional administrators visited the West Regional Legion of the National Gendarmerie in Bafoussam to see for themselves the 17-truckload consignment of illicit and expired drugs seized over the weekend in the Kankop neighborhood. Solange Chantal Kwakap Njinunchana is the Inspector General of Pharmaceutical and Laboratory Services at the Ministry of Public Health.
Well, I want to thank the Gendarmerie for this work. We have to continue to fight against these illicit drugs in the market, on the streets.
Participants at the Bafoussam Health Promotion Conclave have pledged to continue working in synergy for the supply of essential medicines to health facilities across the national territory. Isaac Ngonkum, CLTV News, Bafusam.
Any news out of Cameroon? The first Democratic senator has questioned President Joe Biden's election chances after seven congressmen urged the 81-year-old president to step aside. Michael Bennett of Colorado said that he expected the president to lose to Donald Trump, possibly by a landslide, but stopped short of saying he should withdraw. Questions have been raised about President Biden's fitness for office after a stumbling presidential debate performance against former President Donald Trump late last month. In sports, six Cameroonian athletes to represent the country during the 2024 Olympics are expected to arrive in the French capital, Paris, tomorrow morning to begin acclimatizing ahead of the games that are scheduled from the 26th of July to August 11. The athletes received the country's flag and encouragement of the state from the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Narcisse Molekombi, during a farewell ceremony at the headquarters of the National Olympic and Sports Committee in Yaoundé. Ben Collins Nyoiberuo, in the following analysis, says it is a huge responsibility that has been placed on the athletes. Ben Collins.
Participating in the Olympic Games is usually considered as one of the greatest moments in the career of any athletes. For a chosen few comes the added honor of being selected to carry the flag of his or her country to lead the delegation. This often comes with huge responsibility, that of being an example to follow. A standard bearer who leads the delegation becomes an enduring symbol of national values and Olympic ideals, not forgetting to mention an inspiration for the future generation. The three Olympic values of excellence, respect and friendship should be implanted in the leader for onward transmission to teammates. Team Cameroon will be represented at the Paris Olympics this year by six athletes who will be vying for medals in four sports disciplines. The responsibility to carry the country's flag was placed on the shoulders of sprinter Emmanuel Esseme and judoka Richelle Anita Sopimbela, two exemplary athletes who will carry the flag of Cameroon during the parade at the opening ceremony of the Games in Paris, and who are also expected to lead their fellow mates back to the country after the biggest global sports event that ends on August
11, 2024. Ben Collins, Nyoiberuo, bringing us to the end of the 10 p.m. news on the CRTV National Station, presented by Rita Yuosimbom.